Blog Talk Radio.
There's an old friend that I want to say something that touched my heart, and it began this way. Just like the river, I've been running ever since. He said it's been a long time coming, but I know my change is gonna come. Oh yeah.
Aloha! Welcome to the Shrine of the Sacred Talk. We broadcast live every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Key West Grind, currently hosted by our friends at KeyWestSportsNet.com from Key West, Florida, where the talk runs free. The Shrine of the Sacred Talk, a weekly wormhole into unknown dimensions, as a tool to make you look more sophisticated, yeah, even smarter, and in time for the weekend. Also, the best music in the known universe, the Shrine of the Sacred Cup, making you look better since 2011. Turn your stereo to 11. The wormhole opens.
Difference in a state of affairs at different points in time. Although it is a familiar experience, an analysis of change provides subtle problems which have occupied philosophers since before Socrates. Heraclitus was the first philosopher known to have directly raised such issues with aphorisms such as "one cannot step into the same river twice." The Eleatics were particularly concerned with change and raised a number of problems, including Zeno's paradoxes, which caused them to go as far as insist that change was impossible and that reality was one and unchanging. Later philosophers would reject this conclusion, instead developing systems such as atomism in attempts to circumvent the Eleatic problems. In the modern era, some of these problems would enter the domain of mathematics with the development of calculus and analysis. These developments were regarded by some as solving problems of change, but others maintain that philosophical issues persist. Western thought, Heraclitus is the first philosopher who, we know, gave a complete extant version into his inquiries into change. He is the one who said one cannot step into the same river twice. This was just part of a general theme which Heraclitus termed the unity of opposites. The fact that opposing predicates could be asserted of the same thing. For example, the road up and the road down is one and the same. The Eleatics, a school of thought founded by Parmenides, made change one of their main concerns. For Parmenides, non-existence was absurd, and thus asserted that it was impossible for something to come into existence out of nothing, or to something to pass into non-existence. They claimed that reality was indifferentiated and unchanging whole. The response to these first extreme versions of change would eventually become into the modern rigorous mathematic approach to change, addressing Zeno's paradoxes of motion in particular. Calculus takes on infinite series with finite sums, and the concepts of motion and infinitesimal quantities of time and space understood through calculus.
Retreat to a place, a place within me.
the Chinese, change is a subject taken by the I Ching, or the Book of Changes, an ancient divination text and the oldest of the Chinese classics. The I Ching was originally a divination manual in the Western Shu period, but over the course of the Warring States period and early Imperial period was transformed into a cosmological text with a series of philosophical commentaries known as the Tang Wings. After becoming part of the five classics in the 2nd century before Christ, the I Ching was a subject of scholarly commentary and the basis for divination practice for centuries across the Far East, and eventually took on an influential role in Western understanding of Eastern thought. The I Ching uses a type of divination called cleromancy, which produces apparently random numbers. Four numbers between 6 and 9 are turned into an hexagram, which can then be looked up in the I Ching book, arranged in an order known as the King Wen sequence. The interpretation of the readings found in the I Ching is a matter of centuries of debate, and many commentators have used the book symbolically, often to provide guidance for moral decision making, as informed by Confucianism. The hexagrams themselves have often acquired cosmological significance and paralleled with many other traditional names for the processes of change, such as Yin and Yang and Wu Qing. The I Ching is an influential text that is read throughout the world. Several sovereign states have employed I Ching hexagrams in their flags, and the text has provided inspiration to the worlds of religion, psychoanalysis, business, literature, and art.
Money will buy something to hold. And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it and face the strain.
Change it. Don't wanna be a richer man. But never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Change it
and face the strain.
Change it.
Don't tell them to blow up on out of it.
Another Eastern notion is that of impermanence. One of the essential doctrines or three marks of existence in Buddhism. The term expresses the Buddhist notion that all conditioned existence, without exception, is transient or in a constant state of flux. The mutability of life, that time passes on no matter what happens, is an important aspect of impermanence. The Pali word anicca literally means inconstant and arises from a synthesis of two separate words, nika and the privative particle a, where the word nika refers to the concept of continuity and permanence. Anicca refers to its exact opposite, the absence of permanence and continuity. Anicca, or impermanence, is understood by Buddhists as one of the three marks of existence, the others being dukkha, or unsatisfactoriness, and anatta, or non-selfhood. All things in the universe are understood by the Buddhists to be characterized by these three marks of existence. According to the impermanence doctrine, human life embodies this flux in the aging process, the cycle of birth and rebirth, samsara. any experience of loss. This is applicable to all beings and their environs, including devas or mortal gods. The Buddha taught that because conditioned phenomena are impermanent, attachment to them becomes the cause for future suffering, or dukkha. Conditioned phenomena can also be referred to as compounded, constructed, or fabricated. This is in contrast to the unconditioned, uncompounded, and unfabricated nirvana, the reality that knows no change, decay, or death. Impermanence is intimately associated with the doctrine of anatta, according to which things have no fixed nature, essence, or self. For example, in Mahayana Buddhism, because all phenomena are impermanent and in a state of flux, they are understood to be empty of an intrinsic self, shunyata. In a sense, the mathematic notion of change is a bridge between these two extreme approaches to change, that of the West and that of the East. something which is sought out by the reformers in various degrees, going from the insiders and lobbyists to the hard revolutionaries. Not wanting change puts you into the paralyzed, failed, fossilized side of any issue, especially when change is needed for a bad situation created in the past and affecting the present. Several politicians, including the President of the United States, Barack Obama, based their political campaign and main political promise in the idea of change. And like Lampedusa's old story, many things needed changing and were changed in order for everything to stay the same. Sometimes change is good, just for the heck of it. A new hair color, a new relationship, buy a puppy, move to a different city, throw away that favorite t-shirt. But as a rebel in search of something to rebel, as long as it's worth rebelling against, and being the ultimate nihilist, let's change just for the heck of it.
Back in the day.
This is the 149th episode of this second edition of the Shrine of the Sacred Cock, and the last one of this series. Next week, changes will be announced with a new format, on a new day, an hour. I can suggest it'll be not on the weekend, and that I'll come to you a little bit later. Until then, stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Our program for this weekend.
Please tune in next Friday, like every Friday, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another chapter in the Shrine of the Sacred Cock Saga. We have been broadcasting live from the Conch Republic, last free country in the world, exclusively on Key West Grind, by courtesy of KeyWestSportsNet.com, where you can also download our catalog of great shows. Please tune in again next week for another bunch of crazy ideas to bounce with people during the weekend and the greatest music in the world. Until then, bye-bye. Pow. Peace. Mir. Hepinde. Heiwa. Frieden. Santi. Pukoi. Paz. Please join us next week, same cock channel, same cock time, from a town on the edge. Good night and good hunting. It's time to prepare for the apocalypse.
We could be so close, like brothers.